are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Hello, Next on Scene. Today I have an awesome guest on the line from Boston, Iris Alvarez, who is the owner and stylist behind Chic Boutique Dolls, and she is available nationwide. So definitely, if you are not in the local area of Boston, she is definitely accessible everywhere and has some really amazing timeless pieces that are very unique and hard to get. So if you are looking to stand out, she is the boutique to check out, and she will be in our fashion show April 5th. So I'm going to bring on Iris Alvarez shortly, and she's going to give you a little background on her and how to get in touch with her and get some unique hot items of the season. All right, everyone, I officially have Iris on the line. Hi, Iris, how are you today?
Hello, how are you? I'm doing great, actually, even though this is snowstorm outside. And
I know. Crazy. New England really got slammed today, right?
Oh, my God, it's crazy out right now.
It is crazy. Tell us a little bit about how Chic Boutique came about, what inspired the name. Give us a little backstory.
So Chic Boutique came about, it was about, I would say, 3 years ago. I always used to dress people for events. You know, they would tell me, oh, like, I need some stuff, I need you to help me pick some stuff out, and I would kind of just dress them up from head to toe, makeup and everything.
So love it. It's full service.
Yeah, it used to be fun. I love shopping, so it's, like, my hobby. And I was just, one day, I was like, maybe I should start a boutique. You know, I was like, maybe I'm gonna be good at it.
So, which you are, by the way, everyone. She is great. And your price points, even in your store, are, like, so savvy. Like, they're awesome. So you're really getting a good bang for your buck.
Thank you. It was hard, you know, just because I'm a mom and I have a full-time job and I'm also a wife. So my time was so, it's just so limited. That's why I have it mainly online. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I still, you know, like, people still contact me, even though I have the store. If you can find something online, you can always contact me, and I'll help you find something. You know, I'll help you, like, find an outfit for an event or just anything. And I still do it. Like, I just love doing it. I love seeing, like, when you, like, I just love the fact that when you dress someone up, with their face, how they change, how they're happy about it. That makes me feel
so. Hey, we were just talking about, like, how you dress, like, really affects how you feel.
Yeah, exactly. And I like trying different things. So, like, when you try some, like, you know how the saying, if you give a pair of shoes, if you give a girl a good pair of shoes, she'll run the world.
Yeah, I love that phrase. Love that phrase.
Right, yeah, so it's like, if you feel good about yourself and you feel confident about what you're wearing and you feel good about it, you're good to go. You know, your confidence is a confidence boost. So
right.
I like doing that for people and stuff like that.
No, it's so true. I mean, you're good at it. You just know what you're doing. So tell us, because obviously there's so many boutiques out there, like, so for people, because we have people on this that listen in from all over. So what, yeah, so what makes your boutique different? Like, tell us, like, why should we shop with you, even though I know, because I know you personally, but why should somebody who doesn't know you shop with you?
Well, all my stuff, you know, can't say it. You can easily return things if you don't like it. Most boutiques don't do that. You know, most boutiques, there's just one-time purchase and you can't really return things. And also, my style is complete. Like, if you go online, you'll see how different it is than other boutiques. There's a lot of competition out there, and most of them just have almost the same thing. I like having different things that you won't really find somewhere else. So that's what I think my boutique is.
No, I totally agree with you. So tell us, like, how do you go about deciding what you're going to carry?
Oh, that's the hardest part. I think that that's like, yeah, it's just so, once you start shopping for your store, it's just crazy. Like, I'm a shopper. I love shopping. And if it's nice, if it looks cute, nice, but then you know, someone if wears it and it will go to, like, it will make a statement. I like statements, basically.
Like, yeah, well, you could tell.
And you go somewhere, oh my God, like, you're gonna ask me, like, oh, where did you get that from? Because I like buying statement pieces, like something that is completely different than the norm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But what I think is great about what you do too is you also have limited pieces, which allow people to make it exclusive for them. So it's like once
exactly.
you're out of it,
yep.
right. So once you're out yeah. of it, it's like it doesn't, you know, you can't get it anymore.
Right. Yeah. That's one thing that, you know, like for example, for bags and purses, I have a huge selection of purses, but I only carry one of each.
Right.
So, right. So like if you get it, there's nobody else will have the same purse.
Which is awesome, or, because especially you being
yeah.
in the fashion world, you know just as much. Like, you don't want somebody having the same outfit on as you that night. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, just for outfits. Like, I only carry two of each size. So, you know, like, I carry two small, two medium, two large, two XLs. I'm also starting to carry, like, plus-size models because, you know, plus-size fashion. Because there's a lot of women out there that have a beautiful figure and... it's hard for them to find something.
Right.
So I'm also jumping into that. So I'm also jumping into the plus size because, you know, we're women. We come in every size.
It's so true. It's so true. And that's why it's so great to offer all of that. Amazing. So... now that we know the backstory, tell us about, you know, how you decide, like, what's trending right now for spring? What are you finding? What are you carrying? What colors are in? Give us a little lowdown from a stylist background.
Oh, my God. For spring, it's, I can't even start. Like, it's just, there's so many, the flowers are in. So anything that has flowers on it, like, it's just a whole, like, a mixture of flowers and prints that's in, right now, ruffles. If you have anything with ruffles or origami shirts or like cold shoulder shirts and jumpsuits, they're all in. Bright, super bright colors for spring. I love the springtime because there's so many cute outfits and it's just, it's so hard just for you to go one place and, oh, I just want this thing. There's so many cute outfits right now for spring.
No, I
but
love it.
Prints are mainly in, yeah, like the flower prints. Are mainly in like really bold colors. Those are like right now they're everything right now. It's just like very detailed items, like very detailed bags or the bus clutches right now. It's like right now everybody needs to have like a bus clutch right now.
It's what's in. They gotta go to Chic Boutique to find it, right?
Yeah, I actually have a couple on them, and like I said, they're super cute, and they go with everything.
They do.
Just like statement necklaces and statement earrings, like the fake earrings, those are so in right now. So that's what's coming for the springtime. You're definitely gonna see it. Oh, the cat eye glasses are now back.
Really?
Yeah, the really little cat eyes. Those are really in right now, the sunglasses.
That's fascinating. So random.
Every color, especially red.
That's
red,
awesome. Red is like my favorite color. I love red, so I need to definitely check that out.
I know, and red is so, like, it's the good thing about red is, like, if you can wear all black, but if you wear something red, that'll make you stand out.
It's true. It's true. That's why you always see people wearing, like, black jumpsuits with red pumps or something like that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I love
yellow
it.
Yellow is super in right now. Like, everybody's just wearing yellow right now. Yellow, red, and it's like a lime green.
Lime green's really pretty,
right
too.
Lime greens, oh, my God, they're so gorgeous.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, if you think about the Oscars, too, that was on recently, they were all trending in these colors and patterns you're talking about.
Yeah, that's everything that's coming in. So for like the fashion show, you know, that's what you will see. Some origami dresses and prints and bright colors.
I love it. And we're so excited to have you April 5th at our show. It's going to be so awesome.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be so great. So we're going to play a little game time, Iris, okay? So people can get to know you outside of work. So...
Mm-hmm.
You can answer however you want. There's no limit. This is just kind of a fun thing we do so people get to know you outside of what you do. So,
mm-hmm.
What is something that you have to do in your daily routine?
I have very busy days. Like, I literally wake up super early in the morning because I have two kids. But something that I have to do every morning is I have to apply moisturizer, if that's the thing.
Really?
I can't leave my house without moisturizer.
That's hysterical. So what, you put it on your face because your face feels dry or like?
Yeah, like I have super dry skin. So I need to apply moisturizer every single day.
Hey, whatever. At least you know that makes you feel good before you head out for a long day, right?
Yeah, yep. Because I have really long days, and I come home super late at nighttime. So, but on the weekends, I just love going out with my friends, and I mean, just to brunch or to have dinner, or you know, just something out of the norm.
Right.
Monday through Fridays, it's like the same schedule every single day with me.
I'm sure.
So on the weekends, I just like to kind of lose. You know, get loose. Like on Friday nights, I need to have a glass of wine.
I think you deserve that. You deserve
every Friday night.
That's awesome. I'm sure on this snow day,
I feel
too.
Like every mom out there understands me when I say, like,
oh, I'm sure they do.
Night, you need to have at least a glass of wine.
Yeah. It's just something that you need to just like chill, right? I'm sure that that's true.
Right. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just relax.
So what are some guilty pleasures that you have when you have your downtime? Like what's some TV shows you like to watch? Like what do you do in your downtime?
Oh my God, I love binging. It's like it's my, it's like a disease.
You're so much.
Yeah. Right now I'm currently waiting for June. I think it's coming out, The Orange is the New Black.
Oh my God, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and they left me in shock. Last season, so I'm waiting for that, and I just finished watching the Maid's Tale. I think that's what it's called. It's in Hulu. It's not on Netflix though.
So what's your so do you like Hulu better than Netflix?
I actually like Netflix better than Hulu. I just started using Hulu last long ago. It's kind of hard use it, but I use Netflix most of the time.
Right. Well, I think Hulu is just like Hulu is more current, right? It's like the current shows that are on TV.
Yeah, it's more like live TV with DVR.
Right.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's.
I've been watching those.
No, those are good stuff. Do you watch any Bravo shows or any of that?
Yes, I do. I love reality TV.
Oh my God, who doesn't, right? It's like a guilty pleasure. Have your glass of wine and watch some reality TV.
It's like so entertaining. The Housewives, I mean, I love watching them.
No, that's awesome. No, because my next question was going to be like, what would be your tagline?
What is it?
What would be your tagline if you were a housewife?
My tagline?
Yeah.
Oh, like for the store?
If you were like a housewife. Of Boston, what would be your tagline?
Oh my God, that's so hard. That's one of those things you have to like really think about.
No, it's true. I'm like sure that they think about it for weeks, like weeks.
I know, but that's like something that they,
We're going to think on it, Iris, because we're going to come up with it and then we're going to share it because there's a lot of, you know, there is a lot of thought that goes into it, but I'm sure audience wants to hear it. So we'll think about it through the show, and then we'll come back to it. So, next question. If you were stranded on a desert island, what would be one thing you'd have to bring with you and why? It would have to be a thing. Obviously, your kids and your husband would probably be there, so take that out of that.
So, survival things?
Yeah, it could really be anything you want. People have said such random stuff. It's totally, if you were only able to bring one thing with you, what would it be?
In a desert island with nothing else around me. Desert. Island. Kind of like, if it's a desert, definitely water.
Right, so you'll have water there.
Island, I would say a lighter.
A lighter? What would that do?
Survival instincts will kick in, but you need fire. I'm like, I can't make fire. I need to bring fire with me.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, to keep warm at night, right? If it gets cold.
Right. I think that's one thing that I would bring with me if it was within an island, you know.
That's interesting. Nobody said that, so I'm fascinated by this answer.
Yeah, I feel like if you're an island, you have. I'm from an island. If you're an island, you have everything. You have water there. You have food, but you don't have fire.
That's a good point.
You need to kind of make that on your own.
That's a really good point, right? Because it does get cold at night there.
Right. You don't want anything raw either.
Right. Exactly. That's so funny. Oh my God. No, great answers. Yeah. If you okay, so my next question is, if you were to spend a day with anybody in the fashion world, in the entertainment world, who would it be and why?
Oh my God, I would say Rihanna.
No way. Why?
She's fearless.
She is fearless.
She's not scared to try absolutely anything. Like she just does it. You know, it's what it's. She it's like if I had a kind of I would say if I was like her, I would be the same. I would just wear whatever I want to wear. You know, like she is amazing. She's like a fashion inspiration. Like everything she wears is just like, oh my God. And she also doesn't care about critics or, you know, she lives her own life.
It's true.
You know, so she has, but she comes from such, you know, like her background is she was born in like a gold crib. You know what I'm trying to say? So she has a long background and she's very nice. She's very kind and she gives a lot to the world and she's been through a lot throughout her whole life. So I think spending one day with her, it'll be amazing.
Yeah, it would probably be inspiring.
Yeah, like I also love, like I watched a show on Netflix actually, Girl Boss.
Oh my God, I keep hearing about this. Tell me about it.
Such an inspiration because when I first started, it's like everybody tells you wrong, you know, you have to kind of find your own motivation. So kind of binging on Girl Boss, you know, watching Girl Boss on Netflix, made me want to kind of, you know, it kind of inspires you. Like, so that's, she's another person that I would love to spend the day with just because she's so honest. You know, she's a down to earth honest person. So that's another.
Right. Well, that's also what takes you like 10 steps further when you just don't care what other people think. I really believe that though. Because there's always going to be critics and there's always going to be, you know, I think honesty and just not caring about what other people think just takes you further.
You always have to keep trying. You can never give up.
Right.
That's one thing. No matter what people tell you, there's going to be a lot of people that will tell you otherwise. But you have to believe in yourself. You have to actually keep doing it and keep going.
It's so true.
That's one thing that, you know, it keeps, sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, I'm going to keep doing this. I love what I do. And I, you know, it's something that I'm never going to stop doing it.
I love it.
So it's just, yeah, it is. No matter what people tell me, I'm just going to be like, yeah, but I love doing it. I love shopping for people.
Right. So why stop? Why stop? Right. There's no reason. And you're great at it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really are. I mean, honestly, audience, like definitely check out. We'll talk about her, Iris's website and social media in a little bit. But seriously, it's so awesome, your products. It's a little bit of everything, you know? So that's what I really like. It's more for like somebody who wants to dress from day to night or going out for a fun night out. Like I love the recent sunflower dress you got. I absolutely love. It's so cute. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I love it. And the rompers are so in right now. The floral rompers, they're so adorable.
I know, the rompers and the jumpsuits, they're so in. And the two-piece, like anything that's two-piece, that's so in right now. Like, I don't know how many two-piece I have right now in my closet. I have so many.
I love it. So, of course, you know, I have to ask again, but did you think of a tagline?
For the tagline, I would say,
it could be anything.
I'm trying to miss like mom and fashion, but at the same time, like mom needs them sometimes.
That's cute.
Boston fashion.
Boston mom, mama mista, mashinista, I don't know. I love it though. Okay, we figured it out. Bravo. That's awesome. That's really cute. So this was really fun, Iris. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you on social media, check out your website, give everybody all your background of how to get in touch with you, and bye.
Yeah, so my website is www.chicboutiquedolls.com, and my Instagram is also chicboutiquedolls. I also have a Facebook channel, it's chicboutique. My phone number, which is 617-898-7072. That's my cell phone number. You can reach me there anytime. If you have any questions with anything or any pieces on the website, that's my direct phone number. I'm always on it. So, you know, you can contact me anytime through either Instagram, Facebook, or on my phone number. I don't have Twitter. I just feel like Twitter is more like a blogging. I'm not sure how to.
That's okay. I mean, you're more visual.
Twitter, I don't have Twitter.
So yeah, you're just
Instagram,
more visual.
Facebook, and the website.
Awesome. And it's all Chic Boutique Dolls. C-H-I-C, audience, just so you know.
Yeah, C-H-I-C, boutique, and then dolls.
Awesome. Yay. Well, Iris, this was so fun today. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time.
Of course. Likewise. It's always a pleasure. And to everyone who is local in the New England area, if you are free April 5th, you don't want to miss the Next on Scene's annual fashion show at Venue Nightclub. It is a night not to forget, as Chic Boutique is going to be one of the hottest items on the runway, along with four amazing other designers, as we introduced Charisse Denise the other day. We have Vo Stewart Baxter this week, Lalabee, and so much more. Right, Iris?
Yes, yeah, you don't want to miss it. It's going to be so fun, and you're going to love it. It's going to be a fun night.
It's going to be awesome. Absolutely awesome. So I want to thank you again so much for coming on. Thank you, everyone, of course, anytime. Would love to have you on whenever you like. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Next on Scene's podcast. Be sure to check out Chic Boutique Dolls at chicboutique.com and Chic Boutique Dolls on social media. And the end of this week, we have Vo Stewart Baxter, who is also going to be an awesome designer on the runway this April. And we have some amazing shows next week with Amanda Houle, parent strategist, and some other exciting guests too. So stay tuned for who's next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.